When a tenant has a serious repair problem in his house or in his flat, problems like vermin, water damage, or mold infestations, they have to wait an average of 20 months before getting a hearing. The Paupières Comité Logement and Projet Jeunesse consider these delays to be unacceptable. While waiting for their hearings, tenants have no choice but to live in outrageous conditions. On Wednesday, February 19th, the Paupières Comité Logement assembled demonstrators in front of the Régie du Logement, demanding that all cases be heard within 3 months and that urgent cases that might have an impact on health or safety be heard within 3 days. What's your name?
My name is Fred Burrell. I'm a community organizer at the Paupières Housing Committee.
What's the aim of the action this morning?
The aim of the action is to disrupt traffic and to bring attention in a way that can't be ignored to the long delays at the rental board for tenants. Currently, the vast majority of tenant cases that are filed at the rental board are categories under what we call the general civil case category. And the average wait time for this category is now in Montreal at 22.5 months. For landlords, on the other hand, the Régie works very well, the rental board works very well. The average waiting time for a case of non-payment, which is effectively an eviction case, is 1.4 months. And in Montreal, actually, it's lower than that, it's 1.2 months. And that has remained stable for about 10 years.
What are you requesting?
We have very simple demands, actually, that that the rental board hear all cases within 3 months, that it treat everything on a first come, first serve priority, and that there be all cases treat affecting health and safety of tenants in an urgent way be heard within 72 hours.
What's your expectations for today? Are you pretty confident that it's gonna help?
For sure. I mean, I think we've been doing these demonstrations since 2010. This is, I think, the 17th or 18th time that we've been here to the rental board. But today, you know, we've upped the tone a bit. You know, we're blocking traffic, we're creating a disruption in downtown, and we're saying that, you know, now is the time for the government to respond because we can't wait any longer.
Have you already had any direct contact with the Régie du Logement?
Yeah, we meet with them occasionally. They give us the same sort of song and dance, you know, we're kind of doing the best we can. It remains that the way that they classify cases remains a relatively mysterious and opaque process, and they haven't been able to explain it in any clear way. And also that, you know, even if they're doing the best they can, it's not good enough, you know, like it's not... The job of the government is not to do the best that it can. The job of the government is to do its job and respond to the needs of people who live here and who have real pressing problems.
What's the expected turnout today?
I think we're probably about 150, which is what we were expecting.
Okay. Do you have any similar actions planned for the future already?
Well, we on this issue, we have a committee of tenants, a grassroots committee who's been working, who planned this action today. And they've also been working on a film about the issue. So there's going to be a film launch coming up right away. And for sure, we'll let CKUT know about that.
Great. Thank you very much.
What we're talking about is the huge impact that these waiting times have on tenants. So when tenants have to wait for over 2 years, and we've seen a number of cases, people who have testified today who have waited for 2 years and 4 months when they have constant leaking in their ceiling, or when their apartment, there's a fire in their apartment, they have to move out, and still in that situation, which is clearly an urgent situation, they're still, you know, left waiting for over 2 years. I mean, it's totally unacceptable. It's even more unacceptable when we see the gigantic difference in waiting times that tenants undergo and that landlords undergo, and that it's clearly a political choice ultimately in where those resources are invested. And so that's why we the tenants are stuck waiting here on René Lévesque for all of these months and years. And we're getting pretty tired of waiting.
Friday, February 20th, was the opening of the Liberal Biennial Convention, during which was to be discussed policies directing the next elections. A few minutes before Justin Trudeau's opening speech, Dozens of Montrealers gathered at the entrance of the Palais des Congrès and deployed a large banner on which was written, "Hey Justin, for when your commitments to social housing?" It was held up for an hour, during which protesters used all they could think of, pots, pans, whistles, drums, to make as much noise as possible. The Frappe Rue, which is the popular action movement for urban redevelopment, was demanding from the Liberal Party of Canada to make commitments in the area of social housing. First of all, the Frappe Rue was asking for the Liberal Party of Canada to protect the existing social housing. The federal government has started to put an end to the annual grants for social housing that had begun before 1994. This concerns 594,000 social housings in Canada, including 126,000 here in Quebec. Second of all, the Frappe Rue is demanding that the Liberal Party of Canada increases federal investments in the construction of new social housing and in the fight against homelessness. This requires an annual budget of $2 billion in order to build the new social housing, as well as a significant increase of the budget for the fight against homelessness. Overall, the Frappe Rue is demanding that during the next elections, the Liberal Party makes clear commitments towards the right to housing and social housing. A Frappe Rue member made a speech at the end of the action. Here it is.
Le gouvernement conservateur ne donne que des miettes pour de nouveaux logements. Des miettes. Des pignons. C'est tout ce qu'il donne pour de nouveaux logements. Pour l'itinérance, il a reconçu un programme qui était déjà nettement insuffisant avec un budget coupé. Puis en plus, en essayant d'influencer les groupes communautaires pour faire pas ce que les groupes veulent, pour faire ce que lui veut faire. Là, vous allez me dire, mais pourquoi tu... Puis en plus, les logements sociaux existants. Le gouvernement conservateur est en train de scraper les logements sociaux qu'on a déjà. Depuis 2006, il y a 44 000 logements sociaux à travers le Canada qui ont perdu les subventions qui recevaient du gouvernement fédéral. Là, on parle de co-op, on parle d'OSBL d'habitation, et dans certaines provinces, on parle aussi de logements publics, de logements autochtones aussi. Et on sait ce qui s'en vient. On a perdu 44 000 qui ont perdu leur subvention, mais il y en a 586 000 à venir. Donc, les co-op, les OSBL qu'on a au Québec, l'ensemble des HLM qu'on a au Québec, les logements pour les autochtones, les logements pour les Inuits, tous ces gens-là vont perdre leur subvention. Et ce que ça veut dire dans les co-op, les OSBL qui dépendent du fédéral, ça veut dire des gens qui vont avoir des augmentations de loyer de 200-300 $ par mois. Par mois. Dans les HLM, l'effet ne sera pas le même parce que c'est le gouvernement du Québec qui est propriétaire. Mais il va quand même avoir un effet. C'est pas vrai que la perte d'argent que le gouvernement du Québec va subir, qu'elle n'essaiera pas d'affiler la facture au fédéral. Ça, c'est pas vrai. Donc, vous allez me dire, mais pourquoi tu parles du Parti conservateur alors qu'on est devant les libéraux? Bien, la raison pour laquelle je parle du Parti conservateur, c'est que ce qu'on est venu demander à Justin aujourd'hui, à Justin Trudeau, c'est engage-toi une chose, à te faire mieux que les conservateurs.
Demonstrations for social housing don't stop there. Last week, on Tuesday, February 25th, about 50 people assembled in Saint-Henri to make a parody of a military parade. Tenants paraded in the streets and went in front of the Naval Reserve, drawing attention to the fact that in the last 20 years, the defense budget has had an 83% increase, whereas the Canadian Mortgage and Housing Corporation budget has remained the same. Concern about social housing increases in Quebec at a time where drastic cuts are being made in social housing, pushing rents to an unbearable increase for tenants. Civil society is urging the government to react to this current situation to avoid further deterioration of housing conditions and increase of homelessness. This is Emily Philipson for CKUT's News Collective.